Blog Talk Radio.
Stay cool, baby.
Is anybody else just grooving to that? Like,
no, I'm trying to drink water. I'm dehydrated. I live in Texas.
Story, girl.
I am. Well, maybe it's just me because I'm like over here going, yeah, you know, doing the whole head bounce thing. That's what I'm talking about. You know the head bounce thing, right?
Yes, we all know the head bounce thing.
Okay. Megan Sarah.
Get up, go! Get your ass moving!
What the?
I don't know what that was.
Ooh, yeah, it's going to be one of those nights, people.
One of those nights. I love those nights. Yes.
I do, too. They are so much fun.
That's right. Everybody wants to see the train, baby.
Not commenting. Not, no, no. Oh, no. Damn it. Mine's in the gutter.
Our minds never leave the gutter in the first place.
They stay there, honey. What are you talking about? Anyway, all right.
I try, but y'all just keep dragging me back in.
We don't even start. Welcome to another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. It is, oh, shit, I forgot the month again. Is it May?
Yeah.
I do that sometimes. It's May 12th, 2011, and you guys are going to get a double dose of us tonight because you did not have our lovely Ginger and Corey team.
The double deuce.
Don't say that. The lovely Ginger and Corey team in the morning. You missed them. So tonight you're getting 2 hours of GGR. And there are actually four of us on the line right now. If you don't know, I'm Snow White, of course. I've been eating Mike and Ike's, and I'm very hyper, so I'm probably talking 50 miles an hour. I'll have to slow down.
They keep up with me, too, so it's all right.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's very true. And we also have, of course, Corey / Gamanatrix up in the hizzle. Hello, miss.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I just swooned.
Wait a minute.
Know, right?
No, not you on both teams, too. No.
No, that's just me, I think. We also have, I'm going to have to do the female first, because you know that's how we roll, Miss Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle, too.
Yeah, it's me.
That's right, bitches. And then, of course, we have our token male, who is probably feeling completely overloaded with estrogen today, but we don't really give a fuck. Hi, Master Blaster.
Hi. And for those of you out there, for those of you fans out there that are developers, I'm position 3 in the array for tonight.
Ooh, position 3?
I'm position 3 in the array.
Mm. What position is that?
That's the third position in the array, position number 3. It goes 0,
it
goes 0, 1, 2,
never mind.
It goes 0, 1, 2, 3.
Will you totally describe it and do it slow?
Corey's 0 in the array. Just letting you know.
That's right. Oh, perfectly round, tight.
Wow.
I'm sorry. My brain.
No, it's totally not my fault today.
2 hours of sleep. I'm sorry. Whew. My. Said, how to meet anybody else?
You know, it is kind of warm.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have, this is going to be crazy, and we know some of you are going to come in on the tail end of this because you were not expecting this. This was sort of a late-breaking decision for us, so catch up. All right.
And mustard?
No mustard, just ketchup.
Okay.
So we got some news, and then we got our usual commentary. We're going to see how this rolls. It may be a horrible train wreck, but hey, it's our...
You know what? Train wrecks are fun. They're a lot of fun to look at.
What is wrong with you people?
Awesome, dude.
Ah,
serious business.
Okay, let's get down to some serious business. Serious business.
Cereal business.
Cereal?
Where?
Cereal.
I want some Fruit Loops.
Cheerios.
See, and
they have the new fruit flavored Cheerios. Oh.
Okay, do we have any front lines? Because we're really off topic now.
I do.
Go.
All right. Okay. Pulling
what
this one.
From...
Sorry. Wow. Too many people. All right. Pulling this one from GamePolitics.com. And I'm trying not to say this morning because it's stuck in my head because it wasn't this morning. Australia. I'm so sorry to tell you. The Australia MP that was supporting the idea of the national R18 plus ratings category for video games has stepped down.
Oh,
yes. This is not good. Yeah. Don't. Tasmanian Attorney General David Bartlett announced today that he is resigning, saying he has lost his passion for the job. Actually, what he says is, for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've had to question whether or not I still have the passion and commitment that is required. He also says he wants to spend more time with his family, and that's understandable, but you're letting us gamers down. All right, well, you're letting my Australian friend gamers down.
Yes, we do need a hug.
Bartlett was the most outspoken advocate of the R18 plus rating for Australia, and if you've listened to the show, you've heard us talk about the R18 rating and how they need it, because these poor people can't even play stupid little games like the new Mortal Kombat that's coming out that really shouldn't even be R18 plus.
Boo.
Yeah.
Do you always just, every time you hear Mortal Kombat, don't you just want to go, Mortal Kombat, really loud?
No. Just you.
Okay, making sure.
So this may mean that you won't get your R18 plus video game rating. You'll be stuck with your little jinky R15 plus video game rating, which we know won't allow you to have, you know, fun games. That's fine. I'm sure Nintendo makes a killing in your country.
Well, you know, they've had a history, though. Australia's been really, I mean, it's ridiculous. How? Come on, guys. You are, like, living one of the most badass countries in the entire world. I mean,
I know. It was formed off a penal colony, and they can't even get Mortal Kombat.
What kind of colony was it formed off?
Penis colony.
All I heard was anything else after. Okay.
I'm just saying, one last thing. You got bears with freaking beaks. How awesome is that? You got ducks with, flipping fur. I mean, you guys are crazy batshit. You guys are crazy batshit insane down there, and you can't play mature games. What's up with that? Come on, Australia.
And they had Crocodile Dundee. Come on.
Yeah, dude, I'm serious.
You know he would have played, or he does. Is he still around? Is he alive?
He's alive.
You could play Mortal Kombat.
I didn't even know Paul Hogan is not. You don't even know if he's alive or not. Come on.
No, I don't.
He's not American. He don't know if we're alive, so why should we care about him? And
he's right.
He has a surefire way to tell whether you're a dude or not.
Yes, I remember the movie. I would not mind that at
funny.
All.
That was funny. Okay.
I don't mind that at all. He can check anytime.
Damn right.
Matter of fact, Paul, let me give you a call. You don't find me. Let's meet some Aussie boys, too. Anyway.
Oh, my nipples are getting hard just thinking about him.
You know,
it's that Beyonce song, Run, Guys, Run.
You know what's bad is now since we started doing the virtual Sex and the City and I watched all the Sex and the Cities, I now know exactly which episode that comes from. Anyway, that's bad. All right. I cannot share with you.
Love that show, by the way.
I do, too.
Yeah, I want to buy it now.
Yeah.
I'm playing Tori.
She's a girl.
Well, we need a little more girl power, not just gamer power on the show. Okay, actually, we needed a front line. Ginger jumped in with the news. She's on autopilot. Go, Ginger, go! No, that's not your turn yet. Breathe.
My bad. That's what I do. Bad.
I was like, she got some news ready. She was ready.
I do. Man, I got you have no idea how many windows I have open.
If it's anything like we do in the morning time, I'm aware. All right. Before we go back to news and other things we need to discuss, our front lines, and I actually just posted this up on our Facebook, and if you're on our Facebook, follow it over. Normally, we do not talk much about other Girl Gamer podcasts because, well, there's a lot of them popping up since we came around, and some of them are people that have been guests on our show that think that they can do what we do, and... Mm-hmm. And some of them can, some can't. I'm not going to say neither here nor there because I'm actually trying to support one of our arch enemies. And it's making my mouth hurt to have to say this acronym, IGN.
Why is your mouth hurt?
Because I don't want to say IGN.
Oh, that was for a different reason. Continue.
That sounded really dirty. I don't know, maybe it's just me. But
well, they have their podcast, and we've had Nikki Tanner, who's one of the hosts, on our show a long time ago, I believe, and I think I've interacted with Nikki somewhere. You know, meet a lot of people doing this. But, and again, normally I wouldn't say anything about it. I go over, oh, they got a podcast that's IGN, and I see a lot of them doing that. Kotaku's another that's following suit. They're trying to get more women on board. However, in as much as they bring the women on board, they're not actually giving them their due. There's not a whole lot of support going on, even though they bring them on board. One of the original hosts of this show, Why do I not remember her name? She's going to cut me when I see her next. Christian Riley. He used to be Batgirl. Left from us. Like I said, everybody that leaves here usually goes on to do great things. She ended up working at GameSpot, and it was horrible the way she got treated. Horrible. Some of you guys out there, horrible. The comments I saw, the things I heard. I'm watching it happen over at IGN again. For the most part, the girls get a lot of love. But a lot of you are still, and I'm talking to you guys out there, not our guy, because even though we give Blaster a hard time, Blaster is really good to us.
Mm-hmm. He really is. He really is.
He's
inconceivable.
he's amazing to us and, you know, carries our bags and purses and stuff. But
that's just because I like the color.
It goes with your eyes.
He does have lovely eyes, doesn't he?
He does.
But those of you whose podcasts we've visited, who listen, who wonder why girl gamers or women gamers are so standoffish and why we're still harping on we're sick of you guys picking on us, go take a look over on IGN's Girl Fight website or their latest podcast at some of the comments. Some of these things don't need to be said. You don't see us making reference to the size of your goodies and is it 12 inches, and if it isn't, we don't want to listen to your podcast. What the hell kind of shit is that you're saying? What does that have to do with them talking about games? Why? What was the definition that you shared with us earlier, Snow? The Yenta?
Oh yeah, they got called a Yenta, and a Yenta basically is like, oh crap, I lost my thing. Hold on, I put the link up in y'all.
It's not very nice.
Memento. No, it's not very nice. It's like a Yiddish word for an old gossip, like just a bunch of old women gossiping with each other. So it's not a very nice. It's not a good name that you'd call somebody.
Mm. People.
You wash your mouth out with soap.
That's right.
You know what? I think I'm going to replace my syrup. Well, I'm not going to replace it. I'm going to add to my bottle of syrup a bottle of soapy water. Next time I'm at PAX and some of you are running across you, I'm making note of your names. You're the one I'm talking. She walks up to me and starts saying, yeah, I'm so-and-so, really? Weren't you on the Girl Fight? Weren't you on Gamer Girls Radio since? Yep, just all in your mouth. And don't think you're going to swing at me and hit me. You're a little geek boy. You have no power in your swing. I'll take you down.
True story. True that. All right.
So, anyway, I'm keeping the front line short and sweet. I'm saying, girls out there that listen to us, not that we want you to leave and completely go over, they're still in competition with us, or they might say they're not because they have way more people than we do, but they don't have any support from the girl side. You look down their page, it's all guys, which is okay.
It's a complete sausage fest.
That's
all
right.
The way down.
And they're not even showing their sausages, so that's not even fun either. So,
I'd rather they not show their sausages, if
no,
you don't mind. No,
I want to be yourself.
I want to, so I can point and laugh because, hey, that's all kind of.
You call that a sausage?
It looks like a Vienna sausage
to me.
Oh, how
cute is that?
It's a Vienna sausage. That's not a real sausage.
It looks like a thumbs up sign or something.
Hold on your pants and she points and laughs. It's not a good sign.
So, guys out there, or girls out there, go over and give those girls some support, really. I know we have a lot more girls over here, which is ironic that we have more girls and it's a lot more guys over there. Tons of you over there. But
help
give
me.
Yeah. Put his gag back.
Back in your corner. Back in your corner.
Put his gag back on. So, anyway, girls, go over there. Give them some love and support. Tell them that we sent you. We posted up on their Facebook page. Guys, if you're picking on them, I'm telling you, if I run across you at PAX or anywhere else, you're going down.
Or at least, you know, if you're
going to die for that.
You know, have some creativity. Have some imagination.
Or how about constructive criticism if you don't like their show? You know, tell them what you want to hear.
Constructive criticism is too hard for some people. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm all
an ounce of intelligence to come up with it. That's why.
It does, and that's hard for some people.
Well, I don't want you in my community if you're not intelligent enough to leave some good criticism other than I don't like tampon sizes. And I'm not joking when I say that. They were making.
Were they talking about tampons? What?
Yes.
Was the show about tampon sizes? I don't see where they got that from.
No.
I didn't hear that.
The show had nothing to do with tampons. I listened to most the entire show. I don't think I heard anybody mention anything about tampons. But either way.
What part with the portal gun and you shoot the thingy at the wall and it puts the thingy up and then you shoot the other thingy at the other wall and then you go through the thingies and blah, da, 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 da. No, no, no. If you're a girl, oh, my God, seriously.
Let him go, Ginger. Let him go. Let him go.
The thing that really annoyed me.
We have to try harder because we are girls.
The thing that really annoyed me in those comments.
Little girly girl.
Wait. One of you talk at a time. Snow, what you say?
I'll wait.
Okay, which one?
My anger only gets better when it festers.
Okay. Now, Digi, what'd you say?
when you talk like a girly girl on these shows, oh, you know, you shoot the thingy at the wall and it puts the thingy and you do the other thingy, blah, blah, blah. No.
You make us look bad.
You make us look bad. You make us have to work harder to be taken seriously. And while I don't mind making some little boys cry when I kill them, I still don't want to have to do that every time I log in because some other stupid little booth babe wannabe can't figure out the phrase.
Well, some of these, the girls on the show are former developers, I want to say. They're not necessarily... Yeah.
Get that beat on.
That's right. They're not necessarily, only gamers. But the thing is, I was saying, I don't know who I was saying this to. Y'all know I talk to myself around the house all the time, so I may have been talking to myself. But the thing is, I think I'm looking at the number of episodes. Y'all keep in mind, GGR has been around for almost 6 years. So they're new. And it could
people have our phone numbers. They call us all the time. We've been around for a while.
Yes. On the walls, when you go to PAX, it says for a good time or a good podcast, call Gamer Girls Radio.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, that explains those pictures.
It also explains those calls I've been getting. Damn.
Yes, during the show, especially. Whatever that is.
I don't know why people love to call me during the show. I'm not answering. You can talk to us on Twitter if you must talk to me. I don't answer that line while we're doing the show. That goes for the morning time, too, unless it's from...
Hey,
Corey, it's $9.95 a minute. They deserve to talk to you. I mean, you're charging them from the moment they pick up the phone.
Yeah, so it's $9.95 a minute. I would answer the phone. Anyway, Madam Snow, Mrs. White?
I'm trying to remember my Twitter password. Is that it?
It doesn't see...
Now wait a minute. You just said your anger is better when it festers. We allowed it to fester. So either that's bad cheese or your anger that's waiting to be talked about.
Yes.
Good cheese or your anger is what I should say.
I think I might have forgotten what I was upset about.
Oh no.
Okay, there's one dude. Okay, yeah. I remember now. I flipped back to the page and it was right staring at me in the face. This dude on this IGN Girl Fight page, episode 4, if you really want to know, his username is Mario123456.
He going down. I'm putting his name on my phone. Go ahead.
First of all, if you can't be creative enough to come up with a name that doesn't require 7 numbers after it, please don't even bother commenting on a website. Okay? Second of all, he says, and I quote, I'm reading directly from the website, "The only reason I'm going to listen to this is because Audrey is in it. I hate girl gamers. Audrey is the only girl who I give the pass to play games. Mario 1234567, 3 words for you. Kiss my ass." Okay?
You forgot
I know
this
so
one.
Many
Suck
girl
a
gamers,
fat loot.
Right? I know so many girl gamers who could kick your ass in any game you want to play. So if you think that only one girl can handle games, boy, have you got another thing coming. This also explains why you're spending all your time commenting on websites instead of actually going out and getting some. Because attitude like that, you are not going to get a girlfriend, my friend. Okay.
Oh, She went there.
I went there and I brought a bag of chips.
And you know, and these guys are always talking about, oh, I wish I could find a girl to play games with me. But
I know.
This is why you can't.
Because you're a fucking jackass. That's
true
why.
True story. No, the other part that irritated me was... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm willing to bet also they'd love to be able to say some of this stuff, but you're under the IGN moniker, so they kind of have to endure a lot of this. And I'm really mad at IGN because, as usual, they throw people under the bus. Can you back your girls up? Advertise them or something? Because, honestly, I didn't know they existed in as big a website as IGN.
No, wait a minute. Now, I have seen a couple posts talking about Girl Fight, but I'm just
about
saying.
Advertising wise, I have not seen it. Like, it should be all over Facebook. Like, when we do our advertising, we're all over Facebook. That's how we got a lot of people to come start listening. You have way more money than we do, IGN, budgeted for advertising. They should be everywhere. Instead of saying, okay, we're going to create this, but we don't know what to do with it, which is kind of actually how GGR got started. We had a guy's site pick us up, but we left, and now we're over here. And come on, people. If you're going to do it, don't do it just because it's the thing to do. Having a girl gamer or a podcast on our site is now the new it thing to do. We're like the new accessory for the guy's site. We're going to throw some girls on here. Really? Come on. You could do better than that. So anyway, Blaster is demanding that we leave the
I think he thinks we're getting too rambunctious.
No. I just want to make sure that this train wreck makes
Honey,
it.
Honey, we're on for 2 hours.
The accident on time, that's all.
Yeah, we're on for 2 hours. I'm pretty sure we'll have time for everything.
Whoa, yeah, baby! This train runs on time!
That's all I'm saying. This train runs on time!
Oh, well... I'm going to move along then. That's fine. Okay, I got a couple of things I want to cover at the top of this, and then we can move along to other news. If you listen to us in the morning, of course, you heard, what was that, Monday morning? I announced a game called Arcane Heart 3. Was that the name of that game, Ginger? It was Arcane Heart, right?
Yes, Arcane it was Arcane Heart 3. Yeah.
Well.
See, I was paying attention.
Damn straight. they basically, they have a game. The game was made in Japan. And it is based on the whole manga, Japanime type of thing. When I looked, and I've posted screenshots before, and sometimes we're in a hurry in the morning. We don't get to look at the screenshots. We kind of stick them up there for y'all. And every once in a while, we'll stop and look. But then this happened to be one of the mornings I stopped and looked and was very disturbed. And apparently a couple of people that listened were just as disturbed. One of the people at Gunner Girls, to be more specific, went the fuck off on our page about this game.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I... contacted them to, and it took me a while to track somebody down, saying, "Hey, what's the deal with this game?" Because it's the screenshot is of you know the classic schoolgirl uniform, and it is very clearly nipple showing.
Damn.
On the cover of the box,
I didn't see all that.
Yeah, look again, and on the cover for North America, there's no face on the girl. They cut the head part off.
The chick's ass. Not that her ass isn't pretty, but
that's a different box. The box that's coming here that they said they toned down because that's what it says in the statement they sent back is of just the girl's body from the chest down. And, yes, you can see shape of nipple and just the beginnings of, you know, where the skirt's about to slip off and see goodies.
Are you serious?
I kid you not. And that is
so to them, women are just tits and ass, basically.
Well, let me read you the statement. Now, these are not the actual company that made the game, but Mr. Brian Fowler, and if you didn't want me to say your name, you shouldn't have put it on the email, Brian. You should
go get sued.
But he says that they're not responsible for the marketing and sales of the game here in North America. They do have PAL rights to the game only in Europe. And they said they believe that ASCII Games, who we've dealt with before, is handling here in the U.S., but he wanted to give a statement, says about the artwork and the portrayal of girls. He said the game is designed and developed in Japan, whose culture and views on male-female roles is different to that of Europe and America. The game is targeted not just at fans of fighting games, but people who are into the whole Japanese culture, things like Japanese animation, manga, the Japanese sense of design and fashion. The artwork used has actually been turned down for the Western audience compared to what it would have been used in Japan, or what would have
Bullshit.
Been
Bullshit.
Wait, I'm going to let you go. Wait. He says one of the game's main features is that it contains only female characters, and as for the characters' design and costumes, again, the game is made, developed, and designed in Japan where culture and acceptabilities, which he's, I'm not going to that, are different. And as a fan, it is the people that follow and engage in that culture that are one of the main targets for the game. And as I said, though we don't have a say in what happens in the U.S., you should contact the publisher over there at ASCII Games. He thinks is who does it and bring the grievance and stuff with him. No.
Brian, hey, can I go now?
Wait, hold on a sec.
Uh-oh.
That's either good cheese or snow's ready. Go, snow.
Go.
See, whenever you say that, I totally lose track of what I'm doing. Don't do that. All right.
Sorry. I'm just hungry for cheese tonight. Continue.
Apparently. Bring you some then. Anyway, okay. The one thing I wanted to call bullshit on most was him saying that they don't have any control over the marketing in the U.S. Bullshit. Refuse to bring it over here if they don't market it a certain way to the U.S. That's how you control that, okay? And I understand that the game is built toward more of the Japanime kind of culture. Okay, and that's all well and good, but the marketing itself you do have control over. Saying that you don't is complete bullshit, because there are many products brought to America from overseas that had to have their marketing totally changed in order to appeal to the Western mindset.
And
okay?
Vice versa.
And vice versa. And stuff from the U.S., has to be changed to appeal to the mindset of any of Europeans, of Eurasians, whatever, of all these people. It had to be changed. So that is complete and utter bullshit. And plus, if all you're trying to do is focus on that one little niche group, you are not going to have the success that you could have if you had marketed it differently. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it appeals to me, but...
Well, that's good. Okay.
Exactly. I have a penis, therefore it feels.
Well, no, it's not just that really got the Elisa Gunner Girls going. It was the press release is the events that they're having. They wanted the girls to show up dressed in the Jap anime. They wanted to, they're going to have a contest where they're actually going to be fighting or something like that. And I don't.
Are they going to be fighting in Jello or something?
I stopped.
That's the vibe I'm getting from this.
Where are these contests going to be held? I'll go down there. I'll make sure that nothing untoward happens. I'll be your man on the site. Just send me.
I know.
You are so nice of you to
so dedicated.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking of your sensibilities. I'm just here to protect your sensibilities. That's all.
You're so sweet.
I'll take the blame. I'll go there. I'll have to sit there and watch it, and so you girls don't have to.
I know it'll be torture, too.
It will be. Pure torture.
Oh, maybe. But here's my thing. Like Snow saying, I don't want, if God, see, I don't know where to start with this. Again, this is an elephant. I'm trying to eat it. You put up the press release on an American, shush, y'all. You put up the press release and you gave it to us, an American website.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent us screenshots and you want us to post it up. And then your guy who says, well, I just handle Europe. I'm getting sick of that, too. Basically, Brian, thank you for responding. I appreciate that, but you just threw your whole company under the bus. Do you know if I shared this with the company and said, hey, he's basically raised his hands and said, I don't have anything to do with it. And he's not the first person even that responded to me. Another guy responded and he said, the question that I asked him was, I want to comment about this is blatantly sexist, and as a woman, I would be worried about how a little girl is going to perceive this. My little girl is going to perceive this. It's all you.
I wouldn't let my little girl play that.
Well, no, I normally you wouldn't. But it says they're clearly boasting. It's an all-girl fighting game. So, as you know, let's say you know soccer mom down the street doesn't know what the hell Jap anime is. She just sees Arcane Heart 3 and it says it's an all-girl game. She's like, oh, this might be good for my daughter. You know, it's a little vibe. Hey, she might want to play this. It's all girls, and she picks it up and takes it home. And there's nipple and all this kind of business showing. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
because the press release said very little about it. I mean, being anything besides, oh, it's a girl fighting game. It's all girls. Look at this.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about it.
It didn't come off in the press release. It was looking at the pictures and comparing it together. It was like, wait a minute.
This is sexist. The pictures are sexist.
When soccer mom turns around next, her little girl's going to go, Mom, what's a hooker? Oh, it's
what
a floor, Mom.
What's a little bump under her shirt there, right there, Mommy? What's that little bump on the end of you?
That's going to be some uncomfortable questions for Miss Soccer Mom.
I thought maybe it was just bad pixelating, and then I started looking closer. I was like, no, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, isn't this M for mature? Is this rated M for mature? What is it rated?
I don't know, but it is misleading. The press release, and it's still up on our site. I left it up on the front page for a reason. It's if you look at our little slider, don't go to the next sliding area. It's the one to the right. Whatever the rating is, as Ginger said, the PR that we got is misleading. It makes it sound like it's an empowering, it's all-girl cast woman thing. That's one of the reasons why I started reading it. It was when I looked at the screenshots, I went, what the hell is this?
Okay, the ESRB has rated it T. For teen.
See, no.
No.
Oh, yeah. Right. It has partial nudity. It's rated T for teen.
What? Mm-hmm.
Mild language, partial nudity, sexual themes, violence, rated T for teen.
And it's rated T for teen. Really, ESRB?
I don't want my teen.
And the Peggy has it rated 12.
You know, Peggy and ESRB, I don't know what's going on. And
But they wouldn't let We Dare come here. But this is rated 12.
Yeah.
Because there's no men in it. They're not showing anything.
Does this have anything to do with the ESRB rolling out new ratings that happened today, though?
We might have something to do with that, actually. I still have their things. It's stuck in my laptop. I can't get it out. I do have that story I keep telling I have for y'all. When I get it out, with a statement from them about the thing.
Whip it out, Corey. Whip it out.
I'm going to whip it out as soon as I get it out of the stabbing damn laptop. I'm
on a, it's going bigger than yo.
Just do it in your lap.
My dog's bigger than yours.
Nice. Can I bust out the ruler?
Oh, that's damn straight. I need to show it's bigger. Okay, so there's that statement. Okay. Okay, so anyway, if you feel like it, drop by. You know what? Don't tell me if you feel like it. Drop by and make your comments, and I will be contacting Ask a Game, so I'll keep you up to date on what they have to say. And I'm going to start, once I post this up, I will be sharing this with you girls out there. Make sure you just go ahead and RT this around Twitter, because I'm going to make a, I think it's a, there's a point to be made here about this. If you're going to do that, I want some... I want some naked man on the cover of my game.
At least you could have, like, the outline of
that.
It. You know what I'm saying?
Don't listen to her. I don't want that.
I do. I mean, come on. They make boxers in Second Life that have the outline.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I know.
Didn't we see something like that? We saw that in the Fashion Week.
Oh,
I
yes.
They also come with the prints now on the outside, so it has a nice bulge.
Yes.
Oh, oh yeah. It was so really nice. Out. Really nice.
Yes, we have to get Blaster right there so we can get him redressed again, get him some good stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, I got you a new skin and everything, dude.
Is he still noobed out?
What?
He was. No, you know what? The last time I got pictures of him laid across my bed in my Second Life house.
Oh!
Looking like, no, he was passed out. He, but he was dressed like the Doms, like from 4 years ago, with the long coat.
Nice.
I sent him a new skin. They were having, that's the size.
I'll
they
get
had a sale.
In there.
A new
I'll
skin,
get
new
it.
Shape.
I'll try it on later. Why you always want to change me, Ginger? Don't you like me the way I am?
No,
why
no,
you always
not a second life.
Me?
No.
Oh,
no.
Really?
No.
So why you guys would call yourselves my friends? Jeez.
I am your friend. Why do you think I bought you a skin and a face?
You change me all the time. You can't change me.
We don't want you to look good, baby.
In Second Life, you can look any way you want to look. Why would you want to look anything but the best?
Exactly.
I think I look the best already.
Yes. That's because your ego is about the size of Montana.
This is true.
You said it. Anyway.
He was going to say something else the size of Montana. I heard that in your head.
I said your ego.
All right.
His name is ego.
You hush. Okay, my next thing I must respond to. I did contact Microsoft about the acquisition of Skype. Because
I'm worried about this. I am super worried about this.
You are not the only one. So we do have the entire press conference up on our YouTube channel if you want to watch it. And I will be posting up a full transcript for those of you who don't want to listen. You want to read it and pore over the words and highlight it and circle it and all that kind of stuff y'all like to do? Yeah, I'm going to give it to you that way. But I asked
them that way, baby.
Give it to mama. So anyway.
That was my head.
I'm sorry. Beyonce Thursday.
Yep.
Okay, so I asked them, I said, they also took a while to track down. Microsoft has switched up their PR people. Used to be Edelman, and then I had to go through Edelman and another person before I finally got to the lovely lady over there. Her name I'm not going to say because, it's Microsoft. I don't want them to kill us. They are like Skynet. I will turn on, I'll open my refrigerator, and an arm will come out and grab me or something.
Wish I had that clip.
Zoom. Yes.
I wish I had that clip from Jazzy Party. Like, Dotson! We got dots in here. Nobody cares. See?
Yes, because I got one of those lovely new Samsung, refrigerators all computerized. Yeah, I'm going to open my refrigerator, and it's going to be like, punch me in the face. Microsoft, bitch! Bam! So I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to... Ginger, you were wrong. She's my Skynet. She's my Skynet.
Files can contain viruses. We strongly recommend using antivirus. What are you sending me, Ginger?
She said that's a virus.
Virus? I don't want no virus. Get out of here.
She sent a Skynet. Skynet
is on is what she's sending.
Okay, so anyway, I asked the people at Microsoft, I said, what exactly does this mean for the Android, iPhone, and iPad Skype users? Will the service become Microsoft and Microsoft products exclusively? Which, if you don't understand what that means, if you don't have a laptop running Microsoft on it or an Xbox or a Windows 7 phone, will you still be able to use your Skype without having to pay an extra fee?
It's Microsoft. They want to have a monopoly on everything.
But what about?
That's what I said. Android was on the list too. I asked him, what does this mean for business owners? Because, you know, what is it, the figures that we had, something around 75 to 85% businesses in the world use Skype for their business.
I use it in my business all the time.
Yeah. So what happens to them if they, again, don't have Microsoft? What if they're running a Linux system at their office? And I said, if you are you going to institute a fee for these services if you're not using one of the Microsoft things? And the response that they gave me was, no comment, bitch. Watch the press release.
Leave us alone.
No comment, bitches.
Here's the press release, and here is the conference. You can put it up on your site if you want to, but we ain't got no comment, bitch, other than what we already told you. So they didn't see
you guys
at all like
screwed.
That. So I'm concerned.
That means they don't know what the fuck is going on. That's what that means.
Well, here's what they were saying during the press conference is that they're going to integrate it with Kinect, obviously. I don't understand.
Ooh.
Yeah, you already have voice capabilities with Kinect. I don't need it hooked up to my Skype.
Who the hell cares?
I don't need to be eating my Cheetos and my Kinect suddenly come on and share me like what you do.
Corey's gonna be playing that dance game naked
and then, like I do all the time.
Flip on and it's gonna. I'll be like, Corey, what you up to? Oh my god!
I'm gonna be calling Corey every morning. Hey Corey,
I am too. Just to see if I can catch her.
You know what? I'll tell y'all how paranoid I am. Do y'all unplug my Kinect? I do. Even when Xbox is not on, I do. I'm paranoid. I'm like, somebody is watching me.
We made a box that fits over it.
See,
oh my
I'm
god!
The only paranoid one.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Just okay. Afraid of connecting and seeing Corey's box. That's what I'm afraid of.
I want to see Corey's box.
Mm-hmm.
I do too, but she won't show me.
Oh, only one person gets to see the box, people. Sorry.
Oh, but now come on. If I go to PAX with you, will you show it to me?
You can see the outline of the box.
Hot.
But not the box itself. Okay. So everybody says they're scared. I am
scared. Yeah, say it right.
I'm very scared. I know. I just talked my lovely cousin into getting an Android-powered phone. I'm Virgin Mobile, though. Yes. And she uses her Skype to communicate with her sister, who lives in Australia. And I know that I haven't told her this yet because she's going to be pissed off at me. Because she's going to be like, you did this to me. She just discovered
all Skype. Your fault.
Yes, she just discovered her Skype, and she's all amazed. She's always on it. She might be on now. I ought to pull her into the show. Hey, talk. Say something. No, that'll piss her off.
Surprise. You're on air.
Surprise. She's live on GGR.
You're on camera or Candid Web Talk.
Well, she's not.
What? Candid Webcast. There we go.
Candid Webcast. So, okay, let me ask each of you to state whatever your fear is. What is it that scares you the most about this merger? Yes, what scares you the most about this merger?
Well, that voice is kind of scary.
Yeah, that was kind of freaky.
I'm not even drinking. This is just regular old crazy. Anyway, go ahead.
What scares? A few things scare me. First off, is this still going to be free? I mean, come on. I mean, see,
yeah,
you know, Microsoft is so picky, even with, you know, free DLCs that are given out by Valve. They end up charging everybody else. You know, if you have a PC or you have it for PS3, you get it for free. You have it for Xbox, you have to pay $5. So,
mm-hmm.
like, even free stuff, they have a problem just giving it away. And so that's kind of a little frightening to me. Another thing that's kind of frightening to me is this whole talk of integrating it with everything. They're like, oh, it's just, you know, I was reading an article about this purchase of, you know, Skype, and they were saying, oh, it's just a no-brainer to attach Skype to Windows Live. And I'm thinking to myself, please do not do that. Because games for Windows Live, there was, you know, Warhammer 40K Dawn of War 2, and they decided to use Games for Windows Live for the multiplayer matchmaking. That was a pain in the ass to be able to hook up with your friends and play games. I mean, Games for Windows Live is a complete effing disaster, and I'm going to say that right now. They eventually, latest release that just came out, they dropped Games for Windows Live straight for Steam, and that was the smart thing to do. Games for Windows Live is a disaster. I'm just saying that right now, okay? And so I do not want Microsoft turning Skype into Games for Windows Live, you know, .2.0. I'm sick and tired of that. All right. So that's another thing that kind of scares me and worries me about Microsoft. The third thing is, I don't really care about Kinect integration and all this other BS, right? I just want it to work on my computer like it's always worked. I like the way it works now. Skype is a great tool. It helps me in my business, you know, as far as communicating with people that are in other countries, because that's what we do. I mean, it's crystal clear, you know, conversations, and I just don't want that changing. I don't want whatever Microsoft's going to bring to the table. And that's going to, if they leave the tool the way it is, that's fine. But I'm sure they're going to make some changes to it. And I'm just scared about those changes. You know, I don't think that Microsoft should be messing with it. And with them buying it, it just brought all these fears of Games for Windows Live back to the forefront.
Very true. Anyone else feeling some fear? Two of you owning iPhones should be very afraid.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've already got the whole tracking stuff that's going on. We found it inside the iPhones. We found it inside the Windows phones. And there, all right, you're going to hook this up to my Kinect, and you've got these tracking capabilities. And I know it's all a conspiracy theory, and some people are probably just shaking their head, but no, I don't want you to be able to do that. I don't want you to be able to connect to my Skype, to my Kinect, and also all this other fun stuff you've got going on. You're not trustworthy. Stay the hell away from my Skype. And stay out of my Kinect, bitches.
There comes a point in time where it really is an invasion of privacy. I mean, I don't want you to be able to do all of this with me. I don't want you to be able to see where I am at all times. I don't want you to be able to, I actually am kind of paranoid about, like, if I have a webcam up or something, I'm actually paranoid that people can see me. It doesn't even matter if I'm online or not. I'll be like, and I'll have to cover the webcam before I can go anywhere else, you know? So, I mean, that is kind of scary to me.
I wish you stopped covering your webcam.
Damn it, Blaster. I can't do it. It's too... Maybe it's paranoia, maybe it's not paranoia, but I really don't want to give anyone that much access to my life, because it's my life, damn it. I'm going to, do what I want to do. If you don't like it, then that's too bad.
I will tell y'all this. My paranoia is not just to connect in my house. Y'all have heard me say there's a Mac sitting next to me, and it has a built-in camera. And it does.
Oh, freak.
Yes, and the camera, when the Mac goes to sleep, because it'll go to sleep, and sometimes it'll wake up and run through whatever it is that it does, and it's like a fucking movie screen in here, this thing. But I'll hear that, the camera's waking up too. I go over and put a sticky note.
Girl, I don't blame you. You've seen the lawsuits recently where people have rented those laptops like that that have that technology, and they're being watched.
Yes.
Hell no.
Actually, they did that. I remember reading a story about a kid took a laptop home from school, and the school had some program software on there that where it could actually like track where the laptop was. And apparently the software was activated when it was in the kid's home. So like, they could see into the kid's home from the laptop. And now if a school can do this, and I'm not, downing any schools, but the public education is not known for having the best IT department. Okay. And if a school can do this, no doubt that Microsoft can do this.
Well, I don't know if I'm worried about Microsoft as much as I'm worried about like people like, Anonymous having a chip on their shoulder and deciding to hack all the Kinect.
Yes.
And deciding to hack all the Skypes and all that.
Here's the thing of course, we know it here because that's one of the first things I checked on picking up a Kinect is that, and a lot of you out there, if you didn't read your stuff, because some of you don't, go back into your Xbox and turn the setting off. Microsoft has already put in, when you plug up the Kinect and you install the software, says if you don't check this box, we can watch you anytime we want, and we can use your footage in a commercial without your consent or however the hell we want to use it. There's a box that says that. Yeah. So go in there and make sure you uncheck that box. I want to say it's the third one over when you're on your little main screen. But, yeah, so they can already do that if they want to, with your permission now. But I'm thinking with Skype, that may change somehow. If you sign up for a Skype account, maybe they're saying you already said we can look at you if we want to. And furthermore, there's some new things on Skype that I was not fond of, like the whole Facebook integration, them dragging your people over from Facebook that have Skype. And now all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I didn't like that. My contacts and all this stuff, I open up the new Skype, and it was, some of people that were just Facebook people that I don't want to have my Skype information, mainly because we do the show. And there was, I think, right when this happened, when they integrated all this, is when I started getting calls while we're doing the show from people, I don't know who the hell they are. Mm-hmm. They're just people from Facebook. And some of you, you follow us on Facebook. Great. You love us. But I don't actually know you, so I'm not answering my Skype during the show. 2 a.m. I'm up trying to play or do whatever it is. I'm up doing it 2 a.m. and then this thing is popping up. You're calling me because, hey, I know you from Facebook. No.
No, you don't know me. You know of me, but you don't know me.
I said, we're getting, when you said the tracking thing, so that didn't even occur to me. Now I'm a whole new level of paranoid.
And no, it's true. And the other deal is my Facebook is stalked.
Yes, I know.
I do not want my Skype being stalked either. I don't want that.
And that, my friend,
hell no. First time picture turns up that's not supposed to be there. Oh, somebody's being cut.
You said that's why you're what, Snow?
That's why I don't use my Facebook account much. Y'all can stalk that shit all you want. I don't care.
Nobody home.
Well, it's not. It's fine now. But what happens when they? Because put it this way. Let me connect all the dots for you. Okay, so Facebook is already connected to Skype, and then they add that connect to it. Now, yes, they can literally stalk you. Your stuff is connected all across the board. Your Skype, your Facebook, your Twitter, your everything. I don't want all that. Even when they put MSN on Xbox, I think the first couple of times I had it all hooked up. I thought, oh, this is neat. You know, I can be over here playing and people can still find me because I do have friends that I play with that are on my MSN list. Until somebody was being funny and there was a bunch of kids from my family at the house and said, what's up, bitch? And it popped up on the screen in front of all these kids. And I'm like, no more. No more MSN on the Xbox. Bam, it's off.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Twitter on there now. You can connect all that stuff. None of mine is connected. Also, because sometimes I don't want to be talking to you. I'm over here. When I'm playing this, I'm playing the Xbox, and you're a Facebook buddy, and we have not actually agreed to exchange information on Xbox. I don't want you popping up talking about, how you doing?
No. No, because I do admit I have friends in certain games that I don't tell them where I go. I don't tell them other games I play. I don't want them finding me elsewhere. You know, I may like them. They're very sweet in whichever game we're playing. But there's got to be a boundary, and you're taking away my boundaries, and I don't like that.
Agreed.
Amen.
I'll be damned. If I have alts on Second Life, I am not about to tell anybody my alts. Because if I'm not on the avatar that you know, that means I don't want to talk to you.
It's not even that for me. I have...
It is that for me.
Well, not for me. It's I do have certain people I play certain games with. Y'all will, you know, you see my peeps here. Just so y'all know, these are my peeps here. I cut you about these bitches. You mess with them, I'ma cut you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play with him anytime, anywhere. But some of you, I only play certain games with. Mostly because I have certain people that don't play a game. Like you hear me talk about ZQ. ZQ is a straight up Xbox girl. She has a PlayStation, but whenever we play, it's Xbox. I don't invite her to Fallen Earth. I don't give her my name in Fallen Earth and say, come play with me, because that's not something we play together. Now, she's a good friend. She probably would, but that's not a game we play together. So I have my people I play Fallen Earth with, my people I play Xbox, my people I play PlayStation with, some people I play on Facebook with that don't have any consoles. That's all they do. So I have special groups of friends. And also, that also helps me compartmentalize the crazy, because some of you bitches are crazy. So I don't need
True story.
Yeah, I don't.
That.
Yeah, I don't have to track you through each console. Okay, now which names do they have, so I can block them? You know what? I know exactly where you are. If I play with you on Facebook and you're crazy, you are now blocked on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You don't have any other information. I know exactly where you are.
Right.
You got the crazy in one place where you can see it.
You gotta do what you gotta do to protect yourself, man.
Yes.
So I don't know what Microsoft's going to do. I am scared to death. I am very happy at this point in time that I haven't upgraded to the Android phone and put Skype on it. And I was trying to put Skype on my lovely kind of smartphone. I'm not anymore. Y'all can keep that. I'm done with Skype. I also said this in the morning news the other day. Somebody out there right now is about to be super rich because they're about to write the next Skype, and everybody's going to migrate to it. Watch and see what I tell you. Y'all agree with that?
It's probably already out there. We just haven't heard about it yet.
Oh, we're about to, because people are not – I don't think this is going to go over well. I think Microsoft – you could buy Skype, but what we should have done is said we just acquired it. We're not integrating it with anything. We just wanted to have it. That's different from I'm going to try to integrate it with some shit. Just leave it alone. Or – if at best, leave this Skype over here as it is, and you can put Skype on Xbox. If you want to use your Xbox, fine, and if you don't, you still have your Skype. But it's me. Go ahead, Lester.
No, I was just gonna I mean, I don't understand this whole push to add it to Kinect. I mean, really, seriously. So what do you think is going to happen? Are people going to be, like, using their Kinects now to make Skype calls? I wouldn't do that.
But people are already using the Kinect to talk to each other, so I don't understand the point in adding the Skype to it. People already do that. You don't need that extra functionality unless they're going to try to charge us.
Which is probable. That's probably what they're going
to
do.
Right, but you have to have an Xbox Live account, right, to be able to use it, I bet. That's probably that's probably going to be the kicker right there.
Well, they're talking about going to a free model, so then that brings another question. Will you have basic Kinect video tech if you have a free account, and if you want the really good connection where it's not interrupted and not you don't have to watch a commercial in between in the middle of your conversation, you can pay for Skype on the Super Gold Platinum membership. Oh, I don't know what's going on over there.
No, and they're, no, Xbox Live, I don't like you as is.
See, we're all off.
Don't go screwing my Skype.
Ooh, it's hot. All right, we're going to move. Wait a minute. Is he dead in the weenie?
Yes, he's doing it again.
What is going on in the IMs? Blaster, you know he's the only guy. He got to put his testosterone in. Oh, it's okay, Big Daddy. We're going to move along.
call him Big Daddy. Wait a minute, that's not Big Daddy.
Oh, no, he's not.
You want to get cut?
Woo!
I'm getting cut?
Big Daddy, I'm sorry. Anyway.
Not wise,
I'm sort of working. Okay, let me compartmentalize. This is the Big Daddy on the show, and you're the other big daddy. Okay.
Hey, any Big Daddies out there? I had nothing to do with this.
Any Big Daddies. And not Corey's, not Ginger's, but any Big Daddy.
Blanket statement to cover my ass, you know.
Yes, it would be better. Be better. I do have some other – okay, those are the ones I had to cover because I actually went to find them. Still no comment from Apple on whatever it was. I forgot what I asked them. Anybody remember what the hell I asked them? Oh, about the tracking thing. They haven't commented. Okay.
No, imagine that. They're not going
to – they didn't comment at all. Ah,
Blaster.
Well, here's a lovely new conspiracy for you people out there. Did EA sabotage the release of Oddworld Stranger's Wrath by not providing a reasonable level of marketing and promotion? Lauren Lanning says, yes, they did. Amazing. Who is Lauren Lanning? I'm going to get cut. He's one of the developers for Oddworld Stranger's Wrath. Anybody remember Oddworld? Anybody else?
No. No.
Okay. It's an old game, and I think they went in and redid it. And it did get rave reviews way back when. And the reason why nobody heard about it now is because apparently EA dropped the ball. The game was Xbox exclusive. And when they said they sent it out, the media markets had a really positive opinion of it. I didn't know about it. I remember the original Oddworld for Sega Genesis way back when. And didn't know they'd released a 360 version. So Lanning is saying it's a conspiracy. EA was trying to hold us down. You know, Lanning, I don't see the hopes of that. Actually, it's going to be released on – I'm sorry, it hasn't been released on PSN yet, but it's going to be. He's hoping that PlayStation will do a better job or help them do a better job, and it's available on Steam right now. You hear that, Ben? Steam.
He didn't perk. That means he's not paying attention.
Yeah, he passed out or something.
Is Mike muted?
Who knows? He might have got up something. He's going to get cut. Anyway. So moving along, other news. We're giving you both. We're mixing in a little bit of both, guys. So some of this will be good. Did he say something? Don't nobody hear you talking.
Nobody can hear you talking, hon.
We can't hear you talking.
Are you muted?
Can you put both hands on the desk and then try that again? He's not.
I can't hear you.
See if you can play one of your lovely sound effects. Ooh. Okay.
We heard that.
Yeah, we heard.
Oh, I know the problem was. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Blonde. Anyway.
No. The problem was my stupid Pamela. Dirty whore.
Blast. Oh,
and by the way, any kids listening to this podcast should not be listening to this podcast, first off, and second off, go ask your parents what a dirty whore is. They'll tell you.
Behave you.
No, I was. So I've been trying to say this. I was talking, and I'm like, why are you ignoring me? You're just talking.
That's a switch. Like, that's a switch. No, are y'all not listening to me?
I'm like, what's going on here? No, no. I was trying to talk about Stranger's Wrath for a second, but whatever. I mean, I guess we've moved on now. Bye.
So let's move on. So
it's not our fault that you had your mic muted, dude.
No, no. It was Pamela. I was trying to play. Was still trying to play a sound file from like hours ago, and it was still trying to do it, and it messed up.
She's dedicated. You have to give her some props. She's dedicated.
She is. She's. Dirty whore. Anyways, whatever. Continue on. Move on.
I just find it amusing. His computer's a girl. My computer's a boy. I got Frank and Fred.
I thought computers were all. I thought everything was all women, like machines. Yeah.
Mine's pretty much asexual. It goes both ways.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to say anything. I'm moving along. Okay, there's a report in the UK that you. You know what, this is my
UK.
No, I forgot this is nighttime. I can say you UK bitches, and not my UK boys, but you UK bitches that are trading in your PS3s and getting Xbox, you need to be taken out and shot. According to an Edge report, citing multiple sources inside various retail UK chains, consumers have gotten pissed off about the outage. Because it's in its third week, and they're trading in their hardware for Xbox 360 systems. Various sources are
really,
huh?
I don't blame them. I'd be mad too.
Are they really doing that? Really?
Really?
Really? Come on, really?
This is
who says this?
This is a named source over in the UK.
A named source.
He says that they've seen an increase of over 200% on PS3 consoles being traded in, a split almost 50-50 between those trading for cash and those taking a 360 instead. Another source for a smaller retailer in Southwest told Edge he's seen an increase in the number of PS3s traded in the last couple of weeks, and he added that most were used as credit towards Xbox 360s. He also describes that these consumers being from the hardcore online shooter crowd. He said this does make sense because without the ability to play online, these types of gamers might get a little stir-crazy waiting for PSN to come back online. You know what? You are
a little stir-crazy?
Yes. Let me tell you what you are. Let me go way back into the early days of our country. You's a turncoat little bitch. You know what?
It's not even that. It's more like...
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
I mean, seriously. I mean, like, seriously, that is full-on retard right there.
Really?
Are you gonna do that? Really? Really? First off, this unnamed source is kind of suspicious. Anyway, the one from the UK. I'm not saying it's anybody come from Microsoft, but that just sounds kind of fishy. I own both consoles, right? And the outage has actually not affected me one damn bit, because I play on the PC mostly, but let's just say didn't have a PC, didn't have Steam didn't exist, or whatever, right? I mean, there's plenty of offline, you know, fun to be had. I mean, seriously, you miss your first-person shooter that much that you're going to go and take and trade in your system, not only not getting what you paid for your system back, but then having to repurchase all the games that you had before and the new system.
Mm-hmm.
How much sense does that exactly make?
That means you need to spend less time playing games and more time drinking some water, getting some exercise, because your whole chemical makeup is off your little turncoat bitch.
I don't actually want them procreating. We don't need this kind of stupidity.
I didn't say procreate. I said get some exercise.
I don't want them getting exercise. I'd like them to die young, fat
you know,
and young.
It's amazing that you talk about exercise and his mind immediately goes to procreation.
I'm just saying. There was a study actually done, and this is getting off topic. There's a study that was actually done that all the people that are exercising are exercising just to get some poontang. That's it.
Well, that's why.
Did you just say poontang?
That's
no word.
That is my word.
That is my word. You have no right to use that word.
I'm gonna copyright that bitch.
Okay, let me jump back in here. I'm gonna tell you this. Last week I wrote a little pep talk to Sony. I am not a Sony fangirl in the strictest sense. I do have a PlayStation 3. And even it is affecting me slightly, because I usually stream movies to the PlayStation so that I can watch in my bedroom. And maybe occasionally I play a game back there, not very often. But it's not affecting me to the point where I need to trade it in. But I feel like if you called yourself a fan and you can't stick by your company through when it's down, when it needs you to be there for it, you are a turncoat bitch. Sorry. There's no way I would go trade in my computer because, oh, I don't know, Steam wasn't working or something, or I couldn't get it's ridiculous. Just find something else to do. Go read a damn book or something.
Can you say turncoat bitch again? Because I kind of like that.
Turncoat bitch.
There we go. That's what I wanted to hear.
I said it with a southern accent. Turncoat bitch. That's what
bitch.
Bitch. I'm a southern girl, damn it.
I don't
agree with that. And I said it. If you haven't read it, pop by our site. It's called the Pep Talk Sony Get Up. I made all the little Rocky references, and I'm not a Rocky fan either, but that's what I heard in my head when I was writing it. I was like, please, Sony, do something. Get up, because
fall down.
Yes. When we were doing the news in the morning, every story, I think one morning, was everybody is just attacking Sony. And when I went over to their forums, everybody's attacking Sony. And yes, they did something bad. They didn't tell you soon enough. It could have been worse. They didn't have to tell you at all. Blizzard, looking at you. They could have said nothing.
True that, yeah.
They've still not said anything. And I've emailed them a couple of times.
We all have.
They said shit to me, though. Yes, I guess because I actually talked to somebody. Like, I actually called them.
That's why. And they didn't get together collectively and release a press release saying, your data has been breached, change your password. They still haven't said anything to me. And I even came to them from Gaming Nation and said, hey, want to comment on this? I think you've been hacked. No comment. So at least Sony said something. And as bad as this is, what's coming out of it is every company is upping their security. I'm seeing this from everything I've ever signed up for. Even my bank now is saying we're changing the way we do your information online. So that's a good thing that's come out of it. And Sony is one of our big three companies. And not that I'm trying to disregard smaller companies, but if it was somebody else, I may say, you know, we'll support them a little bit. But we already have the politicians angry with us. They're already looking for a reason to stomp us out of existence, and you leave one of the bigger powerhouses. I'm not leaving them. I'm not trading in my PlayStation Sony. I don't care what, you know, I don't like the price that you put on it, but I have one. I'm not trading mine in. I'm still going to stand right here beside you and scream the loudest and say, go, Sony, go. Get up, fight back, damn it. Little turncoat bitches. You deserve your Xbox Red rings when you get it home.
Oh.
No, don't wish that on them. Don't, no.
Ooh.
I was almost with you until you said that. Don't, no.
That's just mean.
No, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I do. You have no, you should not be turning, that's not loyal. You're not a fan. I'm a loyal Sony fan. I'm going to trade in my PlayStation as soon as shit gets bad. No. You don't need an Xbox. I don't want you on my Xbox with me either. I don't want you there, traitor.
Damn,
a traitor.
You know what? It's not even about being a traitor. It's just about the economy, stupid. That's all it is. It's what it is. It's about the fact that you're going to take a loss on your PlayStation 3 and all the games that you bought, and you're going to go and you're going to purchase another machine, and you're going to have to repurchase all the games you had before previously. I don't care what kind of trade-in value. They're not going to give you 100% trade-in. You're going to take a loss on and any way you slice it on that situation. So you're going to do that. You're going to do that and have to pay for an online service, all of that stuff, right, that you didn't have to do before, just because you can't wait, May 31st, I think, was the hard deadline. You can't wait, like, three more weeks?
Yeah, you can't just sit back and chill and know that when you get back online, you're super safe because they've gone the extra game. And they even have your stuff insured. Did you guys hear about that? They're taking out $1 million insurance policy on our data. I like that. That makes me feel good, okay? You went the extra step to make
I'm
safe.
I'm just saying, Take your balls and your ovaries and stand in front of a microwave, put it on for about 3 hours, and just stand there as close as you can, okay, to that microwave. I don't want you procreating. I don't want your genes making it into the pool. Because we already got enough stupid. We already got enough stupid in this world. We don't need
He is just a ball of sunshine, ain't he?
Take your shallow gene pool and remove it from the world.
Take you, your cousin, a.k.a. your wife, and...
Oh, hey.
And GTFO, I don't want you here. I'm sorry.
GTFO,
that pisses me off. I feel like if you say you're a fan, you stand by them. You stand by your console. You don't leave them because I can't get online and play. I'm going to put it this way. Each and every one of you out there has a computer. You may not have a gaming computer, but there is tons of free games that are really good, like Troy, which I've been playing. It's an MMO. Excellent game, by the way. Excellent. It's free. There's tons of them out there. I'm sorry. But there's tons of them that you can play. Hell, even on Facebook, this game here is epic. Zombie Lane, Zombie Lane is epic. I'm sorry. I get to kill zombies. I got to check my perimeter. I talked about this in the morning. Let me not go again. But if you haven't played Zombie Lane, you can play that on Facebook. It's a good game. You get to kill the zombies, and I'm not talking about click and refresh, but actually, blam, pull the Yeah, anyway. So there's plenty to do to play game-wise. Or why didn't you just invest in a new system, period? Not trade in your PlayStation, but if you can afford to go take a hit like that, then you can probably afford to come out of pocket. Go pick up a new one. Go pick up a 3DS. Say, I haven't had a 3DS.
I kind of like the idea of them getting out exercising and maybe doing something in the real world. I mean, because if you're that attached to your games, if you're that attached to your console, that being off service for a few weeks upsets you that much, then you need to, you know, unplug for a little bit. Go find something else to do.
I like my gamer's tan.
I don't know what's going on.
I said, I like my, I'm just know. Talking. Y'all hear I'm talking? And nobody can hear me talking because I'm muted. I like that people love their console that much, but it shouldn't be to the detriment of all of us. And it is in a way. Not just the trade-in value, but like I keep saying, Sony's not a small company. It's a big three. They're the people we need to keep them around. We don't need to completely destroy them because destroying them makes us just a little bit weaker. Although the senator that was, you know, bitching at them at first did switch sides and he's supporting them a little bit now, but not every politician or advocacy group is going to do the same thing. They're going to say, ha ha, see, we told you those consoles were evil. Vote for me. And when I get in, I'm going to ban all PS3s. And then what? Then I'm going to ban the Xbox and the Wii and all of them. And nobody's going to play games like that town up in Pennsylvania we've been talking about.
Oh, that town. Oh, that stupid town.
Wait. What town?
Can't even have Pac-Man.
It's a town in Pennsylvania that has banned video games. That is where we're headed, people.
It's backwards-ass town that shouldn't even exist town is what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. The town that time forgot.
Oh, my God.
They called it
Blaster. You know how we say, hold my earrings, girl? Well, Blaster doesn't have hair.
I see what he's saying in the chat.
I love it. Love it. You guys are fun.
She says it. You guys are fun.
You guys are fun.
We sound like fun, don't we?
Y'all sound like trouble to me. That's what y'all sound like.
We are not trouble, I'll have you know.
Okay. I hung out with Corey.
Well, see, and more along these lines, even in the UK, you have the culture minister. What the hell kind of title is that? What job do you do? I'm the culture minister.
What is his job exactly? Do you get to, like, go to all of these culture events, like concerts and stuff?
Well, the culture minister, his name is Ed Vizey. It said that Sony must make security a priority going forward. He says he warned them over their weak PSN security.
They warned.
Days late now.
Check that thing, aren't you?
Look, Ed, but let me tell you, Ed, this already happened. You don't need to warn them now. It's too late. Now it's late with your warning.
A warning before then would have been great.
Yes, and he says the culture minister insisted that the government would not interfere with the information commissioners. What the hell kind of titles? You know, anyway. How many
political offices do you have, man?
I'm trying to understand these. What does the information commissioner do? And what does the culture minister do?
He gathers information. The cultural minister makes sure there's a little culture in the room. I mean, we could use one in this show.
He offers wine minister. And cheese?
I like myself cultural minister of this show.
Oh, God.
And whenever you type, I need to see your pinkies out, ladies.
Well,
you know, I almost said something really dirty, but I'm not going to.
That kind of talk.
I like dirty. Tell me dirty.
I'll talk dirty to you later, Ginger.
Okay, so
hell yeah, talk geeky to me.
Y'all behave. Dirty geeky.
And being culture minister in this place would suck.
Well, the culture minister told the information commissioner he's not going to interfere if they want to find Sony, but he said clearly. As more and more companies move their products online, with more and more customers handing over their details, data protection is going to have to be a number one priority. This, he says. How many weeks has it been since this happened and they've already done it? 4, 5?
Ooh, what? Yeah.
He says he knows that the information commissioner has been in touch with Sony, and clearly this is a huge issue, Sony getting hacked and people's data being stolen. He didn't disclose any further details about whether or not the information commissioner would be fining Sony. But he did say how Sony reimburses customers is up to them. Do you really say so? Oh, my God.
Well, it is the nanny state over there. I mean, seriously. If you hear about some of the stories about how everybody's always, like, freaking out over there about little stupid little things. I thought British people were, like, all logical and stuff. Because when they start talking, they sound so logical. I mean, it doesn't matter what they're saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. That's just, over there, it's crazy.
Are you seriously stereotyping over there?
Well, they stereotype.
I am indeed.
Didn't we just talk about that?
They're asleep. They don't even know what's going on right now.
Oh, they'll hear it. Most of our listeners are in the UK.
And for those of you that are listening in the UK, it was Master Blaster that said all that crap, not us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I love the UK. Don't get me wrong. But if you're from the UK, you have to admit, there's some nanny state stuff going on. It's called the nanny state for a reason.
I'm not understanding this last part of the statement. How you reimburse your customers is up to you. Wasn't it up to them from the get-go? Do you have a say-so somewhere that I don't know about? Do you work for Sony? Are you owning the company? That's like me going into Burger King and say, you know what?
We asked the Minister of Permissions if they had permission.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go into Burger King and tell them, you know what? I'm going to let you pay your people what you want to. But go ahead and give me a
Minister
coat.
Of burgers. You talk to the Minister of Burgers. The King of Burgers.
You know what's funny? I picked the UK-owned company. You guys know Burger King is not American. It's owned by people in the UK.
Well, it's Royal. Hello. Burger King. Not Burger President. God. Burger King.
That's true.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I got nothing, people.
No.
I got nothing.
I see this.
It's been an hour.
Doing,
I've run out of jokes. I only have an hour worth of jokes.
We only have an hour.
It's all right. We got this train rolling. Is everybody?
We're already into the second hour, yo. We're doing good.
Yes, we are.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one. I meant to press. Out. You know it, baby. I'm out of jokes and I'm out of sound effects. Show's over. Everybody go home.
Oh, well, let me get you riled up.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Hey, oh, wait, hold on a second. I smell cheese.
All right. Remember that
game? That always makes me feel dirty, like I need to go take a shower when he says that.
Well, you guys know that game. I was all in love with it. I never got to play APB.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It got canceled, but APB Reloaded, their open beta, attracts 100,000 signups, so I'm going to have to pop over and do that. However, David Jones, who was the game's who was advisor originally, decided he's going to come back.
Really?
Yes.
That's good or bad?
That's apparently good. For him, I guess, excuse me, since he's the head of it. he said a number of real-time world staffs have started businesses since their studio collapsed, but so to get him back is really good. Gamers First is the name of the company that has it now, and they're opening a smaller studio in Scotland. And they're going to support.
Don't even try.
That's the one accent I can't do, is a Scottish one. I've been trying for years. I'll get it one day. It'll probably be when I'm 80. I'll start speaking in a Scottish accent. My grandkids will be like,
"Call me Ginger." I'm going to be upset.
My grandkids.
Just watch some Austin Powers and pay attention to every scene at Fat Bastards, and you'll be fine.
Oh God.
No, he does not have a real Scottish accent.
No.
You forget we had one on staff here one time. That's not the real thing. I've been told don't even listen to him. Okay, so anyway, you guys know APB collapsed back in August 2010.
Mm-hmm.
The administration was blamed on the poor performance of APB, the people that made the game, which failed to wow critics, attracted too few subscribers. So they're going to move to what's also the latest trend, a freemium model.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to explain that model for those of us not in the know?
A freemium model means it'll be free to play for the most part, but if you want some other things, customization, you'll have to buy it. You'll have to pay for it.
The minister and I approve of that accent.
Yeah. Now, they actually reported this back in February, but I thought I'd update you because we didn't talk about it back in February for some odd reason. One of the games I was looking most forward to, so I'm going over to sign up. I don't know about you. I was looking forward to just to play something different. I'm tired of killing orcs and trolls. I'm just telling you. It's only so many orcs a girl can kill before she's like, damn, how many of y'all are there?
Are you tired of killing zombies too?
Well, I never get tired of killing zombies. I just pretend it's somebody that gets on my nerves. See, that's
I got tired. I got tired of orcs too, and then I went to like Eve for a while, and then I kind of started missing killing orcs again.
You don't kill anything in Eve. You just fly around in space.
Blow stuff up. You blow shit up.
Oh, that takes forever playing a game.
Well, it does. That's true. But, oh, by the way, you know, speaking of that, Eve is they're on the cusp of actually having avatars in the game instead of you just flying around.
Really?
Yeah, they're gonna have stations. You're gonna be able to like walk around the station. You'll be able to invite people to your cabin to like the cabin.
Ooh, bow chicka bow wow.
That's what I'm saying, man. Say what you want about CCP, the company CCP that puts out Eve, but those bitches know what the hell they're doing. I mean, they keep trying to deliver new content all the time. They keep improving that game all the freaking time.
You know, they do literally almost no marketing, and they have, like, tons of people playing. And that is amazing.
It's foreign company. Foreign companies got their shit together sometimes. Some companies, like... I don't know about the American companies as much, but a lot of the foreign companies seem to get their shit together. That's just my observation.
We say that. I don't know about the game companies, but I know their gamers organizations, they got their shit together. We are so lacking over here. The gamers' voice, when their politicians were doing what our politicians are doing to us, they went down and got them and said, you know what, bitch? You don't like my game? You're going to play it before you say you don't like it. And the politicians came and played it. They left them alone. I don't hear anything about their games getting banned. We over here, we're all like, they're trying to take our games away. What are we going to do? Play more games.
Well, except for Square Enix. They're the only one that doesn't have their shit together.
No, this is our...
Don't even get me started on them.
Okay, y'all got to tell me. What does Square Enix do?
Square Enix has... Right. They warned that they're going to have an extraordinary 12 billion yen loss. I think they said it was for the financial year. Ridiculous. It's a massive revision on the $1 billion profit that they expected last February.
Well, that's because their game sucked ass.
Well, you're right. They're blaming the cancellation of digital products and development.
No, that is bullshit. The problem was they screwed up Final Fantasy XIV, and all the little fan people, they disconnected their service. They didn't want it anymore. All the bad reviews kept everyone else from buying it. Stupid me, I got the collector's edition for my birthday. It was my only birthday present. And, yeah, I'm still bitter. So, Square Enix, you are on my bad list right now. Preach to that.
They also blame $0.6 billion on the earthquake and tsunami.
Now, that I might
really,
be able,
other
yeah.
gaming companies aren't filing any kind of loss from that. They say
that
in Florida at all.
Square Enix is based in Japan, I think.
Well, yeah, and I'm talking about other Japan-based mm-hmm. companies have talked about that they have not had any kind of loss from this.
They're flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, so, the PSP is actually selling more in Japan since
exactly.
the tsunami.
So I think this is bullshit. I'm going to call bullshit.
I think it could also be like
find my waiters, and I'm going to call bullshit.
I think it could also be like building damages and stuff like that because they really are based in Japan.
Well, there are other companies that are. I mean, Nintendo's based in Japan.
Yep, and they're doing just fine.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I totally believe them, but I'm saying that it is possible. That's it.
I think it's time to go shoe shopping. Oh, wait a minute. We're still doing the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is shoe shopping.
I need me some Second Life shoes.
Okay, are you going to get me involved in what you're doing?
The fact is, sometimes it's hard to walk. Yes, we are. Yes, we're going to bring you over, and we're going to corrupt you. And
girl, how do you know I'm going
to try to turn you into a blood doll?
Oh, she could. How do you know I'm not going to be corrupting you? You know what I'm saying?
She's my doll. I'm claiming her.
You trust me all you want.
I'm claiming her. She's my blood doll. Since Ben won't let me bite him.
Get away from me.
Fan already knows I'm the corrupt one.
You and your fangs, get away from me. What happened last time? I ended up on my ass at your house.
That was not fangs.
Falling around all over the floor.
That was a hug.
Opened
no, that was
up
a kiss
doors.
I gave you. That was not me biting you. That was a kiss. It was a little kiss.
Well, see, your kisses are poison.
That's right, damn it.
I think there's a song
it the
about
word.
That. Is there a song out there
I'm
like that?
I'm so sad I lost my sleep coffee. Ugh.
That's a song, right?
Poison? Yeah, that used to be my nickname. That song came
that
on.
That girl is poison.
That's the one. I love that song. That's Corey's name.
Okay. I like to play it on Connect. Okay, just so you know, spread the word. I'm poison. Spread the word. Stay back. Mm-hmm. Who is... No, you know what? I know that you know. I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut mm-hmm. you,
bitches.
Thank you. Save me from saying it. Ooh, okay, we got some more news. See, y'all, were y'all worried that we were not going to be able to do it a whole full 2 hours?
Yes.
I was slightly worried, but then I realized that there's three women in here, so we should be able to find something to talk about for the next 2 hours.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Oh, back up.
Huh?
Yes, hands in the air.
Boy, well, you talk more than I do. Don't even start with me.
Ooh.
Well, that's good. Well, that's true, actually.
Can I cut him to the white meat now?
Cut him to the white meat.
Honey, cut the bone. Screw the white meat.
I got so many responses for that, including bones and meat, that I think we'll just... But I'm going to avoid them all. I'm going to take the high road. Go ahead.
As I was saying, in the mornings, usually we have more news than we can cover. So, plenty of news. Okay, I'm going to run down a couple of other quick things here that don't make me happy. Madden NFL 12. That was not pleasant.
Oh, my God, no.
As the cultural minister of this game, of this podcast, I do not approve of that message.
As the information commissioner.
Well, you're the information commissioner. I'm the cultural minister. Thank you very much.
I'm blushing. I'm so sorry. That's really
wow. No. Wow.
That was not on purpose. That was like.
This is what I do. That's all I'm saying. That's why I'm here.
That is something else entirely. Oh my God.
It's adorable. As the two Snow, you all listening noticed that Snow and Ginger have these cute little voices. They have the cute faces. They look so cute and innocent. They are so not bad. Both of them.
I have a cute, innocent voice.
Yes, y'all do.
No, she has the very sexy telephone operator voice. I have the little girl voice.
Y'all have little voices like y'all are innocent and y'all don't do anything wrong. Lying asses, both of them are bad.
But we are innocent. So sweet and so innocent and so corruptible.
Guinness Book of Records. I'm moving along. Guinness
Book. Did you hear what? Now, I want to say this. Did you hear what Dennis Dyack, I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, no. Yes. Tell him what he said so I can jump on him again.
Okay. He is a Silicon Knights founder of Silicon Knights. Mm-hmm. He says that social gaming will crash very hard. It's damaging traditional gaming for sure, but how it's going to work out is anyone's guess, he said to industry gamers. The trend I see is that it's probably going to be one of the biggest bubbles and explosions that our industry has seen in a long time, and I think when it crashes, it's going to crash very hard. I don't think there's an economy there. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we talked about that during the morning time. Of course, we're very censored in the morning on what we can say. So now that it's nighttime, I can say this to Dennis. Suck a fat one. Really?
You can't even say that in the morning time?
No. Mm-hmm.
Then I am so not allowed on the morning show.
Well, you know, one of the things that he attributes to his thoughts about social gaming, he says, I tried playing Farmville. I really did, but it's not my cup of tea. And I'm not saying that Farmville is a bad game, but as a gamer who's played games all my life, I know what kinds of games I want to play. I play games every day, and I'm always trying new stuff.
And
so apparently,
every gamer wants to play the same thing that every other gamer plays. None of us are different. We should all want to play Halo.
Well, he says our golden rule is that we make games.
Well,
he says our golden rule is we make games that we want to play ourselves. And I just look at those social games that are just games I don't want to play for whatever reason. I think that they're not a good use of my time versus quality. That's the entire thing. Now we can talk. Sorry. I just want to get that whole thing out there. That's the whole reason.
Okay. the big thing here is years, and I said this, I'm going to repeat myself, that years ago when we started doing Gaminatrix is when casual games market started. And this very same bullshit was said about casual games. Nobody's going to want to play these, and they're going to crash, and nobody's going to be playing casual games. That's why Play First has all the fucking cash that they do, because they didn't listen to people like Dennis. They made Diner Dash, and Diner Dash still makes a crap load of cash. And you know what they did? The smart thing they did, it was integrated with Facebook. I'm not saying every game on Facebook is wonderful, but there are a few games there that are very innovative given that they have a very limited platform to work with. They're free to play, and they're making their money. That's why Zynga and Playdom and all them can buy and sell your ass, Dennis. That's exactly why they can, because they are not so short-sighted in saying, this is not going to work. That's why you have, even though EA may be the devil, they're smart. They said, okay, let's keep up with the times. We're going to keep making our games over here. We're not going to stop making Madden. We're not going to stop making The Sims, because those are our money makers. But we can take a look over here and see where we can stay up with the times and get into this particular market because it makes money.
So you're the one who's going to crash because you're not thinking clearly. You sound like the old guy on the couch saying, I don't want to listen to that rock and roll stuff. It ain't going to be around. That rap music going to die out one day. No, bitch, it ain't going anywhere. Jump in. Come up a few times.
If you don't change, if you don't innovate, you stagnate.
Exactly. am I getting yelled at again? Oh, okay.
No.
I saw a message pop up. So it's just I that's the second time as much that we've heard somebody stupid open their mouth about the social gaming industry or the rash or rather well, yeah,
or let's well how about PC the death of PC gaming? I mean, we keep hearing about that all the damn time.
Mm-mm.
If people are gonna play it, it's gonna succeed. People play it because they enjoy it. And just because you don't get it, or just because you don't enjoy it, doesn't mean it's necessarily gonna fail. That was his entire analysis. Mm. Oh, I don't like social games, so it's gonna fail. Now, in the past, I have said, and I continue to say this, that I can't stand social games. They're not my bag of tea, or whatever you want to, whatever analogy you want to use, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just telling you that. People are playing them, and they obviously make money because EA spent a lot of money purchasing Playfish, I think. Was it Playfish? Or they purchased some social gaming company. They spent in the billions with a B, right?
They made the billions back.
and they made money back. EA doesn't make stupid purchases like that. Say what you want about EA, but they don't make stupid purchases like
that. Yeah, they're very smart. We never said they were not smart. We said they're some mean, evil bitches, but they're not dumb.
Right. Right, and so I'm just saying that it's stupid. And it's the same thing that people say, death of PC gaming, death of whatever, whatever. I mean, just because you don't like it, suck it up, go do what you like to do, and don't sit around and criticize. And I know this is taking some of my own medicine. I hate the Wii. I really do. I don't like playing it. It's just not entertaining to me at all. But, you can't argue with the fact that it was a moneymaker for Nintendo, and just like these social games are. So.
Does somebody else have a comment before
I'm on the fence. I'm not a fan of social games. Farmville can go suck that one.
Well, the Zombie Lane is a social game, James.
Yes, I know. That's what I was about to get into.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, girl.
But there are certain ones that Corey has found and turned me on to that are pretty epic, and Zombie Lane is pretty fucking epic. The It Girl is all right. I can deal with that one. It's not too bad. The Wedding Game I was so addicted to for so long. Oh, The Wedding Game.
I refuse to go back. I can't be addicted like that again.
Angel, don't see behind the scenes.
Happy y'all can't see some of what's being said back here because, wow. The other game that is... the people, I want to say, I can't find the story. The one that you're talking about, Blaster, there's a lot of comments on that one on Games Industry Biz where they are commenting that, this guy he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. The game that Dragon Age put up on Facebook, another one, absolutely epic for a Facebook game. And I sit and play that one all the time. And I think, were we on the news when I told you that, I love that. The BioWare made it so that I can play. I don't have a smartphone. I have a sort of smartphone, but I can still log in and play my Facebook version of Dragon Age Legends. Y'all need to behave.
Right. Well, I'm just...
God, did she just snort?
She did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I just want to say this. Somebody said to help. Seriously.
Okay, let me address. Hold up. Let me address Miss Issa in the chat room who's saying she played City Bell, but it was too hard to advance without buying virtual currency. And that's why you need to be our friends on Facebook. We help you with that. We don't buy shit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't buy shit. If you see us up in level 17 and 18, believe you me, we didn't pay for it.
I ain't about to pay for no virtual currency unless it's Second Life.
Yes, we have a problem there. I got a problem.
Yeah.
I got some problem. I need some shoes now. I saw by mistake I didn't close the window. See?
Ooh, I have a business proposition for the two of you after the show.
All right, then. Work it out.
Okay.
but there's the – what the hell was I saying? Oh, yeah. So
meeting new people.
There are –
there are games that are epic on Facebook. They're not going anywhere. Dragon Age Legends is one. Zombieland, they're new. It's actually still in beta, and even in beta stages, I think it's very innovative. If you aren't, again, if you're not playing it, go check it out. Basically, you are the survivor. You come out, and you got to defend your house. You got to go out and gather stuff to make sure that you don't die. Food. You got to keep the zombies off your fence because they keep attacking your fence. You got to keep rebuilding your fence, this type of business. And it is not the typical, it's not like Farmville and Cityville where you kind of have to wait for stuff to happen. You actually, when you fire and you hit whichever zombie's there, but you also run out of shells. So you either have to figure out how to craft them or get your friends to send you some. That's the part that makes it social. But everybody that I invited to play, I think within a few hours that went and took a look at it, I kept getting messages, oh my God, where'd you find this? Where'd you find this? Now, this is a good game. This is fun. Who says, Snow's talking about Hotel Dash. Hotel Dash is fun because I like to watch the people. And if you like simulators, that's a good one to sit and watch because EA does have a very warped sense of humor. So you start watching the people and the stuff they're doing in the rooms. Like, what the hell are you doing? Why exactly are you jumping up and down on your bed? And what are you doing with your hands? What is that? Hands above the desk, bitch. No.
I've got some of these games on my iPhone, too. Like, I've got Diner Dash on here, Sally Spa, Hotel Dash. I've still got that Ash game on my iPhone. Yeah. Zombie Farm. I've got a lot of the social kind of casual games on my iPhone, and I'm telling you, they're fun.
And by the way, Diner Dash is on Facebook, and it is just like the original.
Mm-hmm.
I should not have said that. I've been neglecting to tell some people that, especially my cousin. I didn't want to tell her, but she came here and she saw it, and it's all over for her. She keeps sending me cooking challenges. Is it? Yeah, that's the one that has cooking challenges. You have 24 hours to respond to the challenge. You got to serve these many people, or she gonna win. So I'm like, damn. I got stuff to do. I don't have time. You play. So there's definitely a market for social games. I don't know why. Some of these developers out there are getting sour grapes. And then we have the other side, that guy that I was telling y'all about, who basically issued a challenge to Nintendo and all the companies. Ha ha, we're better than you because we make iPhone games. Dude, you don't have their money. So you might not want to say that because they can go out there and have a team and put out 25 iPhone games as opposed to your one, and they will all be better than yours, would be the wonderful, the funny thing about it. 25 iPhone games, and then make a Facebook plugin and a Twitter plugin, all kinds of business. And what would you do then? Saying they can't – I wish I could remember exactly what he was saying, and I could probably go back and find it, but not right at the second. Just some of these new people need to get their heads out of their ass. There's a reason why these people made millions and they made the gaming industry what it is, because they're not dumb. Yes, you've done something, and you may be a little bit brilliant, but now you got to get the experience under your belt. Damn. I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut all you bitches.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, his point being is I think that, you know, again, all this is just ridiculous. You know, I mean, I read that story on, you know, games industry as well, you know, and, you know, I I'm eating some crow here, right? I'm saying I've always been hard on the Wii and all that kind of, you know, damn stuff, but whatever. I mean, if people like it and enjoy it, then it's going to make money. I don't care who it is. And I can't say just because I don't like it that it's going to crash hard. That's all.
It's exactly the type of crow that other people need to be eating.
Just,
and it actually does take a lot of maturity to be able to say, just because I don't like something doesn't mean that it's not going to work.
Right.
Amen.
That was a compliment, Blaster.
Speaking of not liking something but it working, Ubisoft sales are up 19%.
Wow.
Well, why you have to say speaking of something?
From what, though? Like, seriously, from what?
Well, for us, for the Kinect, they said, and 3DS, actually, which is interesting because I thought the 3DS wasn't doing so hot, but apparently Ubisoft's loving them some 3DS sales. It's interesting. So Ubisoft saw a sharp upturn in revenue and current operating income and the strength in its financial position. The casual segment returned to significant levels thanks to our leadership position and dance game segment on Kinect and on the 3DS. So there you go. So apparently they're making some money off casual gaming, which is something that apparently was supposed to crash hard.
Yes,
crash hard.
They said they're also
I don't understand why people thought it would crash hard in the first place.
Well, because they didn't like it, and therefore it should fail.
They're also making money on the Imagine titles, which we are really hard on here. I never, if you're not familiar with the Imagine series, let me speak to my ladies out there. Imagine series is the games that have you do the fashion designing, taking care of the baby, the teacher, you know, mm-hmm. they're supposed to be for girls. And I want to be clear. I never said that they weren't fun games to play. I said I don't like that they make it a for girls thing. Just, you know, maybe I've said this before. Maybe it's a little boy out there that wants to be a fashion designer, and most fashion designers, I hate to tell you, are actually men, and no, not all of them are gay. So why would you slap
some of them are some hot-looking straight guys, I'll tell you that.
Girl, what's Christian Lacroix? Is, oh, yeah. Anyway.
Sit so, on his lap.
never mind. Anyway. I played the fashion designer one from the Imagine titles through from beginning to end, and I actually enjoyed playing it. I say it could have been a little bit more in depth. You know, I wanted to, you know, y'all know I like the money parts. I like to run the store and all that stuff and look at the, just like that's
you
why
are
I like
all about this kind of game too.
I do. That's why I love me some SimCity because I get to look over the city budget and adjust it and that kind of business. So. They're not bad games. I just didn't like the four girls, and they're making money off of them, and they're free to play. Go to pop by the Imagine website and play some of them, and tell me if you don't end up getting hooked. I got hooked on that damn memory makeup one day. They show you the girl. She wants her makeup done this way. You have to find it in the book, you know, her little book or whatever the book is there, and then they close the book, and you have to remember what her face was like.
Oh, and find God.
Yeah, you have to remember all, you know, the what color eyeshadow, and you think that sounds like it's easy, doesn't it? That shit is not easy.
I would suck at that.
I did suck. I felt all bad about myself. I don't know. I thought she had on green eyeshadow and it was purple. Yeah. So.
All right. I'm checking out the Zombie Lane thing.
It's not scary, but it's kind of hilarious.
Because you know I don't like zombies.
This was it is hilarious. The zombies are when you watch them milling around outside, and they don't chase you unless you come near them. They're not like on Left 4 Dead where they find you. You know, they're like, ooh, fresh blood, and they come chase you down. These here are fine, as long as you don't go.
I still have never played that, by the way.
You need to play it.
Well, it's she does game. It. Well, then she gets scared by the zombies.
Oh, but see,
oh,
Left
just
for Dead
scared the bejesus out of me.
It would empower her. You'd be empowered. You need to play it.
Well, you know, everybody got their genre. Remember, we just talked about this blaster.
He's not listening.
She's not that type of person. I wouldn't actually try.
Was that a pause for you? Were you like really having to think of it?
Yeah, I was. But I would. The only way I would try to get Snow to play is I would probably have a bunch of women here and we'd sit and play, and then that usually makes a difference when you have a room full of your girls. All right, you people in Canada, you Canuck people,
you Canucks in your igloos,
Canucks, you got one more day to vote in the 2011 Canadian Video Game Awards, who for some reason likes us now. What is that about? Not that I'm complaining, guys. I'm glad that you like us.
Send us some tickets. We'll like you back even more.
They keep talking about it, but then at the last minute, they'd be like,
how do you turn the sound off? It won't let me turn the sound off.
You can't. You can.
No, not at first. Okay, so let me tell the people, you in Canada, again, you got one more day. It's open to the public until Friday at midnight tomorrow. The five Game of the Year finalists are Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Dead Rising 2, FIFA 11, Mass Effect 2, and Splinter Cell Conviction. Please do not vote for Splinter Cell Conviction. You can make your selection over at CanadianVideoGameAwards.com/finalists/. The awards organizers also are announcing that the tickets are still available if you want to, if you can get up there for next Wednesday on May the 18th. The show is going to be hosted by Victor Lucas and his team from the TV show The Electric Playground, which probably means Tommy Tallarico will be there. Miss.
Ooh, my boyfriend.
Is that show still around? Is that show really still around?
Yeah, it's just not on G4.
Tommy Tallarico will be there.
You know what? I love Tommy, but he's not as tall as he looks on thing, and we are not his type. He has a thing for tall blonde women, seriously. But nice guy. He's very nice.
Maybe I could wear a blonde wig?
Child, I'm going to leave that alone. Although I did like his Ferrari.
Sorry, I'll take all the rest
Ferrari. Was it a Ferrari that he had? I don't know. He likes those cars, too. And he's got a worse mouth than we do. Hi, Tommy. But anyway, so Video Games Live will also be back this year. See, I didn't get to finish. Yeah, so obviously he will be there to provide some musical entertainment. And Nintendo is also going to be offering a special opportunity to play The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for 3DS. It's I'm almost thinking of going. Girl, don't you talk about my...
Okay, so hey, I sent you a link.
Yes, you did. Hi, baby. Okay, so anyway, tickets are starting at $30. Just $30 for those of you who live near Canada. If you live in Washington, I guess, or you can probably pop over the border if they let you go over. They might not let you back. Don't blame us if you can't get back. And, of course, if you want to stay up there, you know what? These three are just going crazy in the private items and then giggling. And they think because I'm talking, I'm not paying attention, but I'm cutting all your asses after the show. So, anyway.
I'm not doing anything now.
I said I'm cutting all of you. Nobody is cutting. If you are up there and you want to stay after the awards are over, the Canadian Games Conference also starts May 19th and 20th, and that's still open. That's in Vancouver, B.C. Bless you, I'm going to cut you. Mainly you, ringleader. Don't
giggle. I'm getting good. Do you notice that?
Don't giggle. Don't giggle. I'm going to cut you.
I'm not. When have I ever giggled?
You just
did. I've guffawed. I've never giggled.
You've giggled.
Giggling, no. Giggling's not beneath a man of my stature.
Mm-hmm. The man of your stature is going to be missing some legs. All of them. All three of them bitches. Anyway. Yeah, so go check out the Canadian Games Conference if you're up that way.
Can you talk about Brink?
I am avoiding Brink.
Why are you avoiding Brink?
I'm not hearing good at all. Right. I just read something on Twitter from somebody I would love to share with you that was talking about how they didn't like Brink.
Do you guys remember the videos for Brink, all the marketing videos?
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
So the marketing videos for Brink... Remember, this has been hyped for a couple of years now. I think Microsoft had some videos of Brink back, like, I want to say two E3s ago, maybe. They were talking about Brink. They were talking about Brink being the quote-unquote end of genre. A lot of the videos were the end of genre videos. They were marketing videos for Brink, talking about how, you know, Brink's going to introduce a little bit of, several different genres together. It's going to blend them all together. And from now on, you're never going to want to play individual genres. You're going to want to play this, this hybrid now that Brink is, right? And so, and after people playing the game, I think the game has 8 levels to it. It actually has 16 levels, but 8 of them are basically they're the same level cloned twice. And you play it from 2 different sides, but it's the exact same level. And so technically there's only 8 levels to the game. And it's some combination of multiplayer. Like you can play offline with bots is the only offline option you have. So it's basically like forced multiplayer. Either you're playing with bots offline or you're playing with real people online. And they're saying the missions get real repetitive and stuff like that. And I was really – I bought into the hype a little bit. I wanted Brink to be something special. I really did, and I'm really disappointed that of all the early reviews.
Have you? Oh, you haven't played it yet.
Well, see, I haven't played it yet. See, all you have to do, listen. I want to get my hands on Brink myself and see if people are giving it a fair shake.
Well, we did talk to them about getting copies, and they said they're out of stock. As soon as they get some, we're on the list to get them, but I'm not sure if we should get them.
They're out of stock. Seriously, how are they out of stock?
Well, you remember people pre-order.
You can digital downloads. How are you out of stock?
Well, no, because I didn't want the digital download.
Oh, excuse me? You didn't talk to me first. You got to pass that by me.
You know what? When I pass it by, you're going to be like, oh, that makes sense. So I'm not going to say that on the air, but I'll tell you why. And you should be thinking why.
I don't understand why. But anyways, but going back to the statement, I was disappointed. I mean, so my whole thing was, all these games, I know it's marketing hype, and I know every game company does it, but I felt like Brink's marketing hype was over the top. It was probably the worst out of any. Like, every game company says, oh, my, our game's going to be great. This game is like, this game's going to change the way you play, video games. It's going to, defy every genre. It's going to be all, it's going to have every bell and whistle in it. And it was just.
Well, you know who used to be patting on the back? The marketing team.
Yeah, I guess
now,
so.
I did find the comment from Infected503. Hi! He says the AI in Brink actually gets dumber the more you play. I'm thinking I'm about done with this stupid POS game.
And that
like
is exactly
show,
what I've heard
too. Goes on,
the AI is just horribly, horribly dumb and repetitive.
Okay, yeah, that's officially. I'm addicted. Sorry.
You're addicted. She already addicted to Zombie Land. I told her she would be.
I don't listen.
See, that's and see there, Mr. What's your name, Dennis?
Dennis.
Nobody wants to play
Dennis.
Any social games. Dennis.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Dennis.
Yes, we do.
Dennis, it's gonna crash, Dennis.
I want to play.
Crash. Burn.
It's gonna crash and burn, ain't it, Dennis?
I think his name's actually
Dennis Dyack.
Dennis.
Dennis Dyack.
Dennis Dyack. All right.
Just like Neil Young is the other stupid one that said, we're
Dennis?
Bigger than Nintendo. We're bigger than Nintendo.
Dennis?
You wish.
We're bigger than all Microsoft. We made more money than they can hold our jocks. Yeah, anyway.
Your EPing contest lost.
Okay, wait a minute.
Fished it out and she laughed.
Oh, you know what? You okay. Back to our lovely news.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna need to get the one to stop playing the game. Then I'm gonna get this.
I'm
up
sorry.
One.
Okay.
What he's looking
right,
at over there?
It's closed.
Who, me?
What you doing over there?
I'm not doing
anything. Right,
do we need more
news? Do we need more news?
We got plenty of news.
I got some information here. For instance, here's something kind of hot off the presses. According to the French publishers, according to Ubisoft's CEO, not only is Nintendo's Wii successor, currently known as Project Cafe, a fantastic platform, it's also bound to be home to many a port from the PlayStation and Xbox 360. Ubisoft's Guillemot said during an investor call today that the company's a huge fan of the Wii 2. So there you go. He predicts it's going to be hugely successful. We haven't really heard a lot of the Wii. We've only heard some developer comments.
If it's the same thing as the regular Wii, nah.
Yeah.
Well, they've already released what they told us what the controller is going to be. So even based on that alone, I think I'm going to need to pre-order. And I don't pre-order shit. I will pre-order that. You guys did hear about that? What the controller is going to be? One of them anyway.
No.
It's going to be like an iPad.
What?
They're saying it's going to be like an iPad. You'll have all your stuff there. And while Blaster's going, you know what I pictured in my head? Again, my Legend of Zelda, and my inventory is on a screen in front of me now. I don't have to click through it with a controller. I can sit there and slide this shit back and forth and get him done up and then pull the controller out. And I said, what if your little iPad thing is your shield? Because, you know, that's how the Wii was, you know, with the motion gaming. So that will be awesome. So I got my sword and my shield. I will be up dying. My arms
two words, though. Atari Jaguar had a very similar convoluted control
then.
Scheme like that.
That was then.
A POS, and it did not work very
that
well.
Was then.
That was then, and it wasn't Nintendo.
You've already talked about this. Nintendo started this whole motion gaming thing, so when they do it, you know it's not going to be convoluted. People are going to complain and say, I'm not going to play
that.
Nintendo's
had misses. Nintendo's had some misses. Don't claim that they're
not as many.
I don't know. The Virtual Boy was kind of a big whiff, and I don't know how the 3DS is going to pan out, but it's not looking good so far.
Speaking of 3DS, I actually saw one that you could play in a store.
Did you get to check it out?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard. How would you think of it?
I actually went into the store, and we were looking at all the different games, so I was just checking it out as I normally do. It was a GameStop, and their PC selection sucks. I mean, it really does. It's a console game.
I don't understand why that is either.
Because they don't make enough money off PC games. They're console gaming mainly. But anyway, that's not the point. But the point is, walked in, I saw this setup for 3DS, and I got so excited. I was like, oh my God, I can actually play this now. So I walk over, and it's attached to the display. Like, you cannot take it off.
Yes. Yeah, that's about
like,
right.
It's like screwed into the display. But when I went to go play it, it was borked. It was broke. It had like
trying to pull it off.
Oh, so you didn't get a chance to play it. In other words,
no, I was so mad. I was like, oh, Blash is going to be so jealous. And I walked over and tried to play
jealous.
It. And,
well, actually, it's funny because a guy at my work came back and said he finally found a 3DS in our area to play. The damn thing is 30 minutes away in some small-ass town's Walmart. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Or it was a Target, some small-ass town's Target. Not in the giant metropolis that is just south of me 20 minutes. It's not in their Target. It's in some crappy little tiny-ass town.
That's weird.
I know. Isn't that weird? He told me he played it, by the way. He told me he played it. And he said that the 3D effect, quote, wasn't that great, and that when he was playing it, he had to be like looking right at a particular angle, and if you're even off a little bit, it looked like crap. And he was like, I didn't find it all that great.
It has what I call like a sweet spot. You got to hold it just right. You got to be at the exact angle. You got to be at the exact distance. And even then, it just looked like a blurry screen to me in a way. I don't know.
I'm not going to be able to see the 3D at all. I can tell you that because I could never see the real thing either.
So my question
with the glasses,
to you is,
I can't see it. So
right, well, you probably have an eye problem, right?
Yeah.
You got them crazy eyes. That's all I know.
Well, no, I have perfect vision now, but even before I had LASIK, I can never none of that 3D stuff ever worked for me. You know, you guys remember those paintings back in the 90s? You're supposed to stare at till you see something.
Yeah, I hated those darn things.
I never saw them. I
never stared at them. I always stared at the people staring at them.
She has nice boobs.
I know. There was a great 3D effect going on there.
So I can't see any of that stuff. That's completely lost on me. That's why I was like, they're like, 3D TV, so? It's not going to make a difference for me.
So I'm just saying that was a misstep because here you are cutting out, you know, part of your audience because they're unable to see the 3D effect.
Well, no, there's other games
to play. The price point is ridiculous on the 3D.
Keep in mind, there's other things to play on the 3DS that I'll be picking it up for, other things, and I like the internet capabilities.
The Nintendo DS, when it came out, the Nintendo DS was on, like, I think it was $150. I was reading an article about the comparison of price points. It was $150. Did you know that the 3DS launched at $250, I think it was?
Yeah.
Which is the same price point that the PSP launched at and the N-Gage launched at. Now, what does the PSP and N-Gage have in common?
What?
They both did horrible. They both did not have great sales. Okay? The PSP is picking up now, but it's been a long time coming, right? It's because of that price point. I'm telling you, you start pricing little handhelds.
You can't compare because all the stuff that's on it. We're not talking about it's just a handheld system. All the stuff that it's able to do could.
The PSP had it was like a Swiss Army knife. I had a PSP. It had all kinds of functions.
So did
like
I,
that.
But it can't do what the 3DS can do. It can't.
I'm telling you right now, no parent is going to want to spend $250 for a system, handheld system that their kid could lose. Tomorrow, okay.
But you'd be surprised. You would be surprised.
I don't want to pay that price for one. I don't have kids.
I want to, but I'm gonna pick it up because I love three. I love my DS.
I'm just telling you. Well, you're not gonna be able to see it, Corey.
I said there's other things I can play with on there, and I'm not looking at it for the 3D effect because I won't be able to see it. It's just gonna be lost on me. So,
you're the one person who's gonna buy it for not having the 3D effect, but everybody else is gonna want the 3D effect, and a lot of them won't be able to see it. One, two, it's gonna be You have to be perfectly looking at, there's a sweet spot, as Ginger said, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then all the people I've talked to that have played it have said it's just, the 3D is just not that great. And for $250, you're going to buy something that you can't even use its main selling point on. There's no reason.
That's not a main selling point, because that's what we've been talking about on the news. I told you all the extra stuff it can do. So if I wanted to get my internet access so I don't have to carry this big-ass laptop with me every time I go to PAX.
PSP has internet access.
No, but it cannot stream Netflix, and it cannot go. A couple other things that Amy can do? I don't have any voice controls. I don't have video controls. I can't chat to you and call you and harass you and say I'm at PAX. I can't record.
Get your iPhone. Enjoy your iPhone.
I don't need an iPhone. I got one there. Y'all
come to the dark side. We have cookies.
iPhones are only $100.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Look, not anymore.
It
not
could be.
Not with your Skype on it, you don't. I'm not.
And the tracking. Don't forget the tracking.
Yeah, you'll never lose yourself because Apple will always know where you are.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you.
Wait,
that's
it's almost time for us to wrap up here, but I wanted to tell you guys.
Ooh, really?
Real quick. Yeah.
Time for your pills.
Yeah. Yes, it's time. But quick, Kmart Gamer just posted something in the chair. I'm going to
share. Kmart posted something?
No, Kmart Gamer.
Blue Light Special.
Okay. Okay, so I wanted to share with you guys, because, you know, we're gaming in a recession. I try to help you all out when I can. But he says there's a $20 gaming coupon with L.A. Noire and a free $19.99 game or less if you purchase L.A. Noire. So that's a good deal, $20 in coupons.
Aisle three.
Yeah.
I did. I almost pre-ordered L.A. Noire the other day. I was at our local GameStop.
I'm dying to play that. Dying.
I don't. You know what I realized today? I don't really like those open world games.
By the way, guys at the local GameStop, I'm still angry at y'all. Still angry.
What'd they do?
I don't like going to GameStop at all.
The guy I was with wouldn't talk to me. Nope.
That's why. That's exactly why.
I'm the ones in there talking about games, whatnot, this, that, the other, and.
They're just there to collect their $6.50 an hour. Okay,
well, that's when you threaten him, Ginger, because that's what I do. Say, by the way, I'm with GamerNature.com, Gamer Girls Radio. I'll be talking bad about you on the show since you want to ignore me while I'm standing here. I'm clearly the person talking about the games, clearly.
I'm the one sitting there talking about the games, and they look at him, and they're like, sir, do you need any help? No, I'm fine. Walk right past me.
And that's when you say, oh, I don't need help? I'll be talking about you. Give me the location, Ginger.
You know, I actually said that one day.
GameStop.
We walked into
GameStop. Here.
Yeah. We walked into GameStop, and I'm sitting here looking for a PC game. I forget which one. It was a while back. And the guy just totally ignored me and just started talking to the guy I was with. So basically I was like, I guess I'm really not here. I guess I'm not the one looking at all the games. And then the guy was like, I'm sorry, and just came over and started helping me then. I'm like, dude, really?
I'm sorry. You didn't have a penis. I didn't know you were looking for video
games. Exactly. The only time I've ever gotten any attention right off is if there was a chick in there. And then the chick automatically honed in on me, and we started talking about stuff.
Because you're tired of all the pickup lines. You figured you wouldn't throw any at her if she came near you.
Boy, was she wrong. Just saying. Because she was pretty cute.
Wow.
All right, wow. It's almost time for us to wrap this up.
Well, I'm not shy. Y'all know that by now.
What? You're shy? Yeah, right.
No, I am shy sometimes.
No, you ain't. Okay, we got 3 minutes. Anybody want to get any last-minute shout-outs in?
Oh, you lineage folks out there? I'm so sorry you're losing your game.
You stop it. Just let it go. You just keep trying to get on those lineage people.
No. You're confused. It's not lineage I'm usually getting on. It's RuneScape.
Confused with other crazy person.
RuneScape is usually the one I'm ragging on. And they're still around, but lineage is getting closed. Something's wrong here.
Well, lineage, I'm sorry to say, and I love you, NCSoft, but lineage sucked. Anyway, we got 3 minutes. Wrap it up. Zip it in and zip it out.
Put your thing down. Oh, we got more than 3 minutes. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Is my thing ahead?
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm looking at the switchboard, hon.
I got like
4 minutes.
Wait a minute. I'm all lost. I can't find the switchboard.
Remember, folks, we will be on the air again tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, 7 Central.
Thank you, Ginger.
That deserved a Leroy.
Oh, no. That's not the one we've been playing lately. Where's the one we've been playing lately?
Oh, I usually mix the two. That's what it is.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, you know what? That's not the one that you like. I can't remember. I have one that has it at the beginning, but it's actually a song.
Get Out Alive.
Is that it? This one here? Is this the one you like?
Yes! I'm angry.
Leroy ate the zombie is what happened.
Leroy angry. Leroy.
No, Leroy got it.
Shout out to all my peeps playing Steam right now.
Yo, peeps on Steam.
My peeps on Steam. To all you bastards and bitches on Steam. Peace.
All my peeps in Second Life who want my pixel poon, you ain't getting it.
Ginger, you want to give your last words?
To you that is all kinds of humping my Facebook right now, you ain't getting it.
And I want to send a little shout out to Lil Pistol Starter. And Ray Ray.
And Pookie up there.
And Pookie.
And Boquisha, girl, you know I got your back.
Boquisha, girl, we're going to tomorrow to the swap meet to get your hair, girl. And
her
did. Oh, my God.
It's not did. We got to just buy the hair. So you got to buy the hair first. We are all kinds of wrong. Okay. All
right. Just because this show's been all kinds of wrong, we have to end on some.
Yes. So we'll see you guys in the morning. We'll be much more professional, hopefully polished, for the news.
Yay! And if you want to read more news, GameNature.com. Crappy little social media.
I love this song.
Can you lower that down so while we give closing?
Sorry.
Okay. Of course, as we were saying, drop by GamerNation.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com to get your news, to listen to more of these crazy-ass shows. And as Blaster said, if you love us, favorite us, and favorite us if you hate us.
Right, that'll teach us a lesson. That's what you have to say. Teach us a lesson.
That'll learn us.
But make sure you hit that button extra hard.
Second last.
Hit that button extra hard because that's how I like it.
And also remember, you can find us in... Of course, you can also find us in Second Life. Remember, guys, that's free to play. Runs on most computers. And we like you. We'll play with you there for a little while anyway. You get on Earth. Anyway, bye. See y'all tomorrow. Peace out.
Bye, guys. Motherfucker, don't you ever forget. I'm on a boat, and it's going fast, and I got an article theme. Pass me the app, game. I'm the king of the world.